recommended medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
Keys Talk 96.9 102.5 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth and GuardingYourNestEgg.com. It is 8 o'clock.
They have more time to take down an encampment. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News at Columbia University. Where protesters face a midnight deadline that's been extended in New York City.
Pro-Palestinian student demonstrators claim the university threatened to call in the National Guard to clear out the lawn. But now we're gearing up to see these protesters camped out for at least two more days. The university tells us the students have agreed to a series of concessions, including removing a significant number of tents and people not affiliated with Columbia University from the encampment.
Fox's C.B. Cotton at Columbia. There are also protests planned. The college campus is today from California to Texas to Maryland, and they won't like what the Senate did last night.
To our friends in Israel, America will soon deliver aid to help you fight the scourge of Hamas and stand up to Iran.
Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, after a 79-18 vote advancing a $95 billion foreign aid package, almost two-thirds of it would be weapons, ammo, and other aid for Ukraine's war against Russia, which some Republicans adamantly oppose. Also in that bill, a mandate for TikTok, the social media app that could be outlawed in the U.S.
And now the company that owns TikTok, ByteDance, which the FBI director said just yesterday is beholden to the Chinese government, has to sell it within 9 months with a possible three-month extension if a sale is in progress. Otherwise, in the U.S., it is banned outright.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. There are new regulations to help airline passengers. The Biden administration announced this morning.
One of the rules will require airlines to give automatic cash refunds to travelers whose flights are canceled or significantly changed, instead of forcing passengers to request refunds and receive a travel credit or voucher.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Another rule requires airlines to be transparent about fees, showing the full price of a ticket. Today, the Justice Department will meet the families of victims of two deadly Boeing 737 MAX jet crashes in 2018 and 19. Boeing initially got immunity from federal criminal prosecution. America's listening to Fox News.
Don't let everyday aches and pains keep you from living your best life.
I don't think I really understood what people meant when they talked about pain until I started feeling it myself.
Start feeling better every day with Relief Factor, a daily supplement designed to support your body's fight against aches and pains.
Not only do I move better without pain, I just feel better.
Created by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that target four metabolic pathways to address pain. Relief Factor doesn't just mask aches and pains, it helps reduce or even eliminate them.
Today, I do the things I love, and it doesn't occur to me to think about pain.
You can feel the difference all day, every day.
Join the over 1 million people who have tried Relief Factor's 3-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95. Visit relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. And feel the difference of Relief Factor.
This is Florida News Now.
President Biden visits Tampa to talk about abortion rights. Speaking at Hillsborough Community College, Biden railed against the 6-week abortion ban taking effect in Florida next week. He urged women to vote in November.
We'll teach Donald Trump and extreme MAGA Republicans a valuable lesson. Don't mess with the women of America. I mean it.
Biden says the Supreme Court dared women to go to the polls in its Dobbs ruling 2 years ago. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement wants to suspend Broward County Sheriff Gregory Toney. He's accused of lying on his driver's license application when he claimed it was never suspended. The FDLE says Toney broke the public's trust. A new study on the state of air pollution finds Florida mostly fair, but hazy in some spots.
Most of Florida has good air quality most of the time, but the American Lung Association's annual State of the Air report says the Tampa Bay area ranks 71st worst in the nation for ozone pollution based on numbers over a 3-year period.
Unfortunately, on that same token, Tampa across the southeast was the third worst for ozone.
Lung Association Senior Director of Advocacy Ashley Lyerly. The Tampa Bay area also ranked 99th worst in the nation for year-round particle pollution. Gordon Bird, Tampa.
Florida State University may get some help in its legal fight with the ACC. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody says she'll fight for sovereign immunity. FSU is appealing a ruling by a judge in North Carolina that allows the ACC's lawsuit against FSU to go forward. The Florida Panthers are up 2-0 against their in-state rivals. The Cats beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-2 in overtime, and the best-of-seven series now moves to Tampa. With Florida's news, I'm Chris Franklin.
What does being responsible mean to you? It means a lot to Mike Lester. Mike is the founder of Talon Wealth, and when he talks about financial planning for retirement, he's very clear about what he believes is and is not responsible.
To me, it's not responsible, or another way to phrase that is that it's irresponsible for an advisor to promote products to individuals, to promote products like annuities, to promote products like real estate investment trusts, to promote things that pay that advisor a commission. And the advisor gets the commission whether the client does well or not. And then they're making promises that aren't, I just feel like too many people have been misled. And so it needs to be a responsible plan.
Get to know Mike Lester and the Talon team at 305-360-1000.
Advisory services offered through Talon Private Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions voiced and information provided in this material are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual.
Hello, my name is Corey McFarland, branch manager at Dex & Docks Lumber Company on Big Pine Key. We at Dex & Docks pride ourselves in being a one-stop shop to provide you with everything you need to build or improve your deck or dock and much, much more. Dex & Docks has over 25 years of experience and is the only supplier in the area to carry WearDeck brand reinforced polymeric lumber with heat reflective technology for those hot key summer days. We also carry everything you need to accessorize your outdoor space, from outdoor showers, Fendall dock bumpers, to ladders and power pedestals. You'll be surprised at everything we offer at our expansive facility on Overseas Highway on Big Pine Key. Visit dex-docs.com for more information or call 305-902-3325 to speak with myself or any of our helpful project consultants. That's dex-docs.com or call 305-902-3325.
Dex & Docs Lumber Company, across from the Tom Thumb store in Big Pine Key.
Greetings and salutations from Historic Pepe's Cafe in Key West's Historic Seaport. Moore and I wanted to take a moment to thank our wonderful staff and patrons. Together we have completed the work to ensure Pepe's, the oldest eatery in the Florida Keys and second oldest in the state, remains a part of Key West history for the next 115 years. Still fresh squeezed and made to order, like it's supposed to be. Fantastic specials and cool as hell retail. 806 Caroline Street, Key West, or pepeskeywest.com.
Welcome to Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And good morning, Keys. It is Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. And looking at a nice day underway once again, a string of nice days here. 77 degrees right now. We're on our way to 83, sunny. And no mention of rain for today. Tonight, much the same, 74. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 83 for Friday. Look at that. We're already looking towards the weekend. Mostly sunny, 83 for the high. Saturday, 83 and sunny. And Sunday, just a slight chance of rain. Very slight, but 83 for the high. Also looking at the roadways quickly, it's no major incidents to report thus far. Typical slowdowns, Big Coppet, Stock Island, and Isle Mirada, of course, but no other major incidents being reported at this time. So it is 8:08. Now we say good morning to Florida's Commissioner of Agriculture, Commissioner Wilton Simpson. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, so thank you for being here. Another beautiful day in Florida, and it's been a busy time for the Department of Agriculture as well. I had mentioned to you off air that there still continues to be a search for answers and solutions to some of the aquaculture and water quality issues that seem to be leading to strange behavior and some deaths of our marine life, sawfish and the like. You have recently made a visit to focus on that to Moat Marine Aquaculture, and that had been a topic that you were going to talk about.
Absolutely. And Moat Marine, by the way, is doing a tremendous job there. Well, they have been for several decades now. they are doing a tremendous job. And you're right, we've had various outbreaks around the state, and we still have a lot of nutrient loads that are coming from sources that we shouldn't be coming from. A lot of septic systems and outfalls and wastewater runoffs and things of this nature. And look, we're spending billions of dollars annually trying to repair those types of systems and make them more environmental friendly. We just got to continue to get ahead of the curve. But at Moat Marine, what we saw there was not only, the fishing network as it relates to tropical fish and things of that nature, but obviously a very large aquaculture industry, growing food that we're going to eat, oysters, clams, shrimp, and alike, but using seaweeds and other aquaculture for bioremediation purposes, removing, these nutrients from these urban runoffs. And so we're going to continue to, not only are we continuing to promote aquaculture, we are one of the leading states in the country of research of aquaculture, growing our aquaculture industry. And not only will it provide the food that we need for the future, but it will also provide a major cleanup operation of our oceans and waterways going forward. And it is already, but it will continue to grow in that manner. And it's something we're very proud of, that Florida is a leading state in these types of operations.
Mm. Yeah, well, certainly the aquaculture is very important. Moat Marine leading the way, Sarasota, and also in the Florida Keys to finding solutions and trying, as you said, to get ahead of the curve. Unfortunately, currently we're a little bit behind the curve with some of the effects and people still looking for answers and solutions. But I know that your department, Moat Marine and the like, are all working very diligently to find answers and then to prevent any negative occurrences in the future. So that continued focus is most appreciated. Also, again, speaking... Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, and it's not that we're... this is something that we're promoting, like in the Keys, for instance, and obviously I served in the Senate the last 10 years, and, we're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on subject to sewer conversions in the Keys, reef restoration, and things of that nature to really restore that ecosystem and to make sure that the Keys can continue to thrive as a vital part of the state of Florida. Aquaculture is one of the subsets of that we're very proud of, and I think that it shows a lot of promise, and already is showing a lot of promise, but it's certainly something we're going to continue to push. So it's a multifaceted thing, and of course we still have 1,000 people a day moving here.
Oh yeah.
So we're having to deal with all of this at the same time, but it's something that I'm proud of the efforts that we're making. I'm proud of the progress we're making. Clearly, it just can't come soon enough for all of us.
Yeah. Commissioner Wilton Simpson, Florida Commissioner of Agriculture, on Keys Talk, 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. And you also, as past Senate President, had made strides in preserving and restoring the Everglades. We've talked about that before, too. That certainly has an impact on water quality in the Florida Bay and then, consequently, in the Florida Keys.
Absolutely. No, the Everglades restoration, I served in the Senate. My first year was 2013, which was the first election I ran for. Mm-hmm. And one of my first bills that I got passed was the Everglades Restoration Act. And so at the same time as we're working through these, any of our water issues, the Everglades, at the time, it's the eighth wonder of the world. During my time in the legislature, not only did we get funded the C-43 and 44 reservoirs, which are within a few years of really coming online and making a significant difference, all of the water farming projects that we did in and around the Everglades, it's been tens of millions of dollars spent on those projects to remove nutrients out of those products. We are focused, when I say focused on, those projects are all ongoing. We have what we call an EAA reservoir, which is south of the lake. It's a 10 or 12 year project. And to put these on scale, there's 50, 60, 70,000 acres in some cases, and the structures that have to be built cost billions of dollars and also take a decade or so to build. So once we get started, I always explain to all of us that, we're going to have these same recurring issues until we get them built, until those systems are going. And the final piece of that, a very large piece of that puzzle is that northern storage component. Because 70% of the nutrient loads that come into these waterways come from the north of Lake Okeechobee. Everyone hears a lot about south of Lake Okeechobee and the farmers in that area. that we have to do everything we can to protect our way of life and the food supply that we have in this state. Mm-hmm. Those farmers get a bad rap from a lot of groups that are misinformed. Farmers are not polluting the Everglades, and they are not creating this pollution that's coming into South Florida. Like I said, 70% of that is coming from the northern Everglades. We do have a way to stop that process. It's called northern storage, where we would use ASR wells. And by the way, they're under the process of getting put in. It's just going to take another decade. They've been working on them in earnest probably last 4 or 5 years, and it's going to take another decade to get a large part of that system built out, again, because it's such a large system. On the northern piece, which I think is very important for everyone to hear, what we do is we gather that water before it comes into Lake Okeechobee from the north, and we treat it to drinking water standards, and then we use ASR wells to put it down into the aquifer, the water. Mm. Here's the really neat part. It stops 70% of the nutrient load coming into the Everglades, number one. That's really neat. Mm-hmm. The second neat part about that is it would eliminate 70 to 80% of the releases on the Coosatchee or the St. Lucie, so it would solve a very large problem there. And the third really neat thing there is that when you put this down in the aquifer, then during drought times, we could pull that water right back up and put it back into the system. And obviously, we would be putting clean drinking water, standard water back into the system so that we can continue to hydrate and have water for our population, for our environment, and for our agriculture industry in those areas. And so the northern storage component of this is going to solve a substantial amount of the problems. And I believe if we'd have started on that first, 20 years ago and had it completed by now, we would have substantially less nutrient load in all of South Florida because we would remove a very large portion of it coming from the north.
Mm. Well, there are efforts underway, as you just described, to help move that forward and remediate a lot of the damage that had been done. So this is Keys Talk, 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys, speaking with Florida's 13th Commissioner of Agriculture, Commissioner Wilton Simpson, also past State Senate President, with us this morning. So also there was a law recently implemented in the Department of Consumer Services, which is part of Florida Department of Agriculture, has been implementing and enforcing that law. Recently, you had mentioned to me that there was another arrest made targeting those who are targeting children with high THC products. So tell us about that.
Yeah, this is an operation that's been ongoing. This has been very important to us, and it is the Department of Agriculture, which is obviously protecting our agriculture and food supply in this country, but also the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. And we did not make arrests, by the way. I needed to make sure we knew that. But what we have done, last July 1st, a law went into effect that said these manufacturers of these types of products can no longer target our children mm-hmm. with nice, colorful, gummy bears and Skittles and candies that look like you cannot tell the gummy bears, you cannot tell the Skittles or anything from regular Skittles, from the candies that you eat. Mm-hmm. And so since July 1st last year, we've removed well over 500,000 products out of our stores and stations and things of that nature to protect our children. And just last week, we found an additional 187,000, I believe, packages of this product at a manufacturing facility, and we removed that and took placed a stop sell on it. And these are products, and you can go online and see them. I put it on my Facebook page, I think it was in the last couple of weeks, where if you look at the products, they look exactly like the gummy bears that you would buy in the store for your kids or Skittles or other candy products. And that is against the state law. And it's something that we're going to continue to be very aggressive about. We hear stories. We are doing this in real time because if we see children are getting sick from these products, and by the way, over 2,000 children went to the hospital last year alone from ingesting these types of products. And in vast majority of the cases, they had no idea that it was a high THC product. They just thought it was candy. And so, from my perspective, we have to protect our children from these products. We have to make sure they're properly labeled so that we're actually protecting adults. What adults do is not our concern here. Some of these products are legal. But we need to, number one, protect our children from these products because, again, it's sending a lot to the hospitals. And number two, we need to make sure that adults that are using these products at least know what they're using And I'll give you an example. We have a very good medicinal marijuana program in the state that, by the way, happened while I was majority leader of the Florida Senate. And we're very proud of that legislation. And I think we've got a very robust medical marijuana system in the state. And I think we've gotten a lot of relief to a lot of folks because of that. I think it's a great program. When it comes to these programs, these high THC programs, as you know, again, adults should know, just like a Tylenol. If you buy a Tylenol, it says it's 250 milligrams or 500 milligrams or whatever the case happens to be. You know what kind of medicine you're taking. When you're taking these types of products, high THC products, you should know what you're taking. And then as an adult, if you make those decisions, well, that's your business. Mm-hmm. But the reality is children should not be being targeted by those same adult products. And it's something that your Department of Agriculture is going to be very aggressive at protecting and getting rid of.
Mm, very well. Yes. Again, Commissioner Wilton Simpson, the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services Commissioner of the Florida Department of Agriculture on Keys Talk 969-1025, the talk of the Keys. So, Commissioner, you had talked about the funding for aquaculture and the like. We've talked about Rural and Family Lands Act and the good that has come out of putting funds into that program. So the budget is still on the governor's desk, hoping that it will be signed here within the next 30 days or so. But what are some of the things that your department is keenly watching at this point?
Well, one of the things you mentioned there, Mike, has been very important to me. It's something I championed as Senate President. It helps protect the wildlife corridor. When you think about rural and family lands, there's $100 million of recurring revenue specifically in the budget for rural and family lands. And there's an additional $100 million that we would have access to as a department to buy, to utilize that program of rural and family lands. And for a reminder, this is where we go and buy development rights from your farmers throughout the state. And by doing so, the 95%+ of these lands are within the area called the wildlife corridor. And so under the wildlife corridor, if you want to know what that, what I describe it as, if you Google a map of the state of Florida at nighttime and you'll see all the beautiful lights of the state, everywhere it's dark on that map is the wildlife corridor, essentially. That's where we grow your food. That's where animals traverse the state. And it's where our aquifer gets recharged. And so we need to continue to fund these programs. As Senate President, I had put $300 million in the budget for those properties. We have utilized those dollars. We're waiting for these additional dollars to come in. And so we're very proud of the program. And it's something that I fully support. And it's a way that we can continue to make sure that future generations of Floridians have a way to, again, animals traverse the state, aquifer recharge, and where we can grow your food. Mm. So we're doing all of those things at once when we use these dollars. So we're hopeful that the governor will, you know, sign that budget here in the coming weeks, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. and that those programs will still be in there, and that we can continue our good work on protecting our environment and our way of life.
Yes, indeed. Well, Commissioner, we certainly hope for the same. We know that a lot of good has come out of funding things like the Rural Family Lands Act, and we want to see those good works continue that you started as in the Senate a number of years ago. So, Commissioner, I also did see something in the news here that California is now at about $7.29 a gallon for gas. Supply chain issues could be part of that. Legislative and, other taxation issues could be part of that. Luckily, we're not seeing that in the state of Florida. What do you attribute to the differences between here and a state like California?
You know, you gave me a softball toss up there. the state of California and Florida is on the polar opposite ends of the political spectrum. And when you have a state like the free state of Florida, we here promote safe, affordable, clean, abundant energy. And we promote it through natural gas, which is the United States is the largest producer of natural gas anywhere in the world. We have 300 years of storage. And so when you think about energy supply, if you go back 40 years ago, about 65-70% of our energy was on coal-based energy. Mm-hmm. Today, about the same percentage, 65-70% is on natural gas. We produce less greenhouse gases in the state of Florida today than we did in 1990. Mm-hmm. And not a lot of people talk about that, and we don't get a lot of credit for that. And we have, by the way, probably 10 more million people living here. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about the vast majority of this population that has really exploded in Florida the last 30 years, and then we're producing less greenhouse gases, it can show you that you can manage these things in a way that is affordable. And the reason that states like California and liberal groups really push gas taxes is because they want to make it a similar, as an electric car, other types of vehicles to be able to compete with gases. So you have to, if gasoline is $2.53 a gallon, it's very difficult for these other technologies to compete with them. They can't compete with them. So they continue to put regulations in place. And by the way, what the Biden administration has done to create all of the inflation in our system and, and really pushing the idea that all of us are going to be driving golf carts in the next, 10, 15 years.
Yeah,
I call them golf carts. They're EVs. They're golf carts that are fancy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And think about the destruction of our environment to produce these EVs and golf carts. The rare earths that have to go in there are produced by mostly our foreign enemies. And then you have to produce 500,000 pounds of earth has to be cultivated to produce a battery for one of these EVs. And then I think about the state of Florida, that here you are in the Keys, and a hurricane decides to come, and you believe it's going to go around, but at the last minute it decides to turn, and people try to evacuate. You run out to your garage to get in your golf cart, and you see it's on 20% charge, right? You couldn't make it even to the Northern Keys with that, perhaps. And so those systems just do not work in Florida. The environmental concerns we've talked about with our energy supply and safe, affordable, abundant energy, our federal government has decided to skip the technology of natural gas and our clean-burning fuels to go straight to an EV. And by the way, in 20 years, there will be better technologies than EVs. And then one last thing I'll say about these EVs and our energy supply and grid, they weigh twice as much as most of our cars, so they do probably twice as much damage to our roads, and they produce no revenue to replace our roads or maintain our roads because there's no gas tax on them. So, we're plugging in at night at home or other places using energy to charge these cars, using a lot of energy to do that, but they put nothing back into the system to continue to develop the system where gas and diesel and others pay taxes to be able to spend our $15 billion a year on our roads and road infrastructure. So all of the above, when it comes to this energy policy, I believe California is completely perpendicular to the way it should be. And that's why their gases are $7 a gallon or more.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that we've maintained some affordability, even with the Biden inflation, is because in Florida, we take a different approach where we do not tax it the same, we do not regulate it the same, and we are promoting on a competitive basis, the safest, clean, affordable, abundant natural gas and LNG products. And that's what's cleaning up our environment. And we're being very aggressive on these things. And you're seeing the difference in the results.
Yeah. Again, Commissioner Wilton Simpson, Florida's Commissioner of Agriculture, on Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. Also, we value your perspective, sir, as a former Senate president for the state of Florida and a former state senator as well. So you do have a keen understanding of a lot of these issues. And one other issue, if I can just, if you can indulge me for just a couple more minutes, the foreign aid package. Now, that's obviously a federal issue, but we talked about inflation. We talked about spending in the past. Do you have an opinion whether that was a good idea or not, or do you care to comment on that? And secondly, what does that mean as far as national security and the like? In general, do you feel it was a good idea to approve, which is now on the president's desk, a $95 billion foreign aid package?
Well, I think that, we run our federal government from one crisis to the next, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure there's an overall strategy here. Clearly, Israel support would be 100% for. And when I say that, Israel is a democracy and one of our best allies, maybe the best allies we have in the world. and they are protecting all of our way of life. They are in there at the tip of the sword of what could easily be World War III. And they're a very small country, very great country. I've said in the past that Israel has done so much with so little for so long, they can practically do anything with nothing. And when you think about the support that we give Israel, I think we cannot do enough support for Israel. We have to make sure they have the tools to do the job with. And you know, it's one of the few countries that never asked for troops to come on the ground, right? They just want us to give them the tools and let them do the job.
Yeah.
Some of the other foreign aid in Ukraine, I think that we have identified a lot of things that are flaws in the Ukraine funding. If it's just purely military equipment to help fight the Russians and push them back out, that's probably okay. But when it comes to funding their government operations and pensions and things of that nature, I think that's not okay. I don't think it's okay for the taxpayer of the United States to pay for politicians' pay when they're under war and or in any condition, you know. And so I just think that the safeguards, and I'm not at the federal level, as you know, you mentioned that. But if there are safeguards to make sure this is going towards military equipment to push the Russians out of their country and maybe put the wall up there, you know, we always talk about, you know, stopping Germany at Munich or all the things that can happen, the tripwires that lead you into world wars. And unfortunately, I will say this, we probably have the worst president since Jimmy Carter on any of these issues. And if you'll remember, we had the hostage crisis under Carter, and he was very weak. And the moment that we saw President Reagan in, they released them, and they knew that there would be serious consequences if they didn't, the Iranians. And think about today, with all of these world wars going on, all the wars in the world going on, and all of the aggression by China and Russia and other countries, North Korea. If you had a President Trump, you wouldn't have this type of aggression, because they would know you have an American president that would enforce what's in the best interest of the United States around the world, and they wouldn't be doing these things. So this foreign aid, I gave you a very long answer to say that I think it's important at all costs to support Israel. I think that the aid in there for Ukraine is probably going to be misused and misappropriated in a lot of ways. I do think we should continue to support them militarily to push the Russians out of their country. But the reality is with this weak leadership of Joe Biden, you know, I'm not hopeful that the right things will be done. I think he will continue to put pressure on Israel to not do their job. We're trying to tell Israel how to defend themselves from over here, living in the best country in the world with all these luxuries. We need to let Israel do what they need to do to eradicate the terrorism that's in, not only in Gaza, but around their country. And we need to give them whatever support and no questions asked. They need to get that job done. And I hope that we do not squander too many more billions of dollars into Ukraine on their politicians and their pensions and things of that nature. I hope that this is going for real military support that's going to drive the Russians out of their country. And if that is what we do, great. But, I have no confidence. And when I say this, I have zero confidence that Joe Biden's capable of putting that type of operation together.
Yeah, well, I tend to agree. I try to keep my opinions out of it, but I value your perspective, and certainly well said. So, Commissioner, one final quick note. We are certainly thankful that Governor DeSantis and his cabinet, of which you are one of the four members, is taking a stand against anti-Semitism on college campuses in this state. He has made it clear that that will not be tolerated, and I, for one, applaud that stance.
Yeah, no, we are, the free state of Florida, we are not going to let anti-Semitism run loose in the state. We do not let our state invest in companies who promote anti-Semitism. We are going to stand with Israel in Florida. I visited Israel with the governor 3 or 4 years ago. We went on a mission right before COVID where I believe about 30 MOUs were signed with our university and education systems and private businesses to try to stimulate business between Israel and Florida. We have direct flights. I know we took a direct flight that day from Miami to Israel. I'm not sure we were trying to promote other areas of the state to have direct flights and do business with Israel. So it's something that we've been very supportive And we're going to continue as a state of Florida to be supportive of the country of Israel. And so we're doing our part in what we can do. And we're going to continue to promote it. And we're going to continue to work with our federal legislators to make sure that they support Israel. And I believe the vast majority of them do from Florida. Mm-hmm. And so I know that I think we're in lockstep, not only as a cabinet, but as a delegation from the state of Florida in support of Israel and doing more business and cultivating more deeper relationships with that country that, again, is a bright shining star in the Middle East that's, you know, obviously protecting a lot of our way of life.
Yeah, indeed. Well, sir, I am very grateful for your leadership on the state level. I think many of us are. Certainly glad to know you, and I'm very appreciative of the time you spend here with our audience every couple of weeks. Is there anything else you'd like to mention, sir, before we let you get on with your busy day?
You know, I appreciate you having me on, Mike. We're going to continue as the Department of Agriculture to make sure that we protect our supply chain, try to protect our way of life here in the state of Florida, produce the most safe, affordable, abundant food. And I know that inflation has hit agriculture and families very hard in the last several years. I'm hoping that we'll have a better result in our federal elections at the end of the year so we can start getting that in order. Mm-hmm. And but we're working every day on your behalf. And if you have any issues with the department, we have a very robust website and ways to get a hold of us. And mm-hmm. you know, we're going to continue to do our job.
Well, I know you're very dedicated to that, sir. And I also, one final note, I'll remind our listeners to look for the Fresh from Florida notations there and purchase those products to ensure that you continue to support Florida agriculture as well as serve the best products on your dinner table. So very well.
Very good. Yes. And thank you for having me, Mike.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. You have a wonderful day. We'll talk soon. I appreciate your time. Okay, take care. Yes, Commissioner Wilton Simpson with us, Florida's Commissioner of Agriculture on Keys Talk, 969-1025, the talk of the Keys. Appreciate his extra time here this morning. 836 now is your time. We'll be back in just a moment on Good Morning Keys.
Are you frustrated by weight gain, even though you constantly diet? Do you have low energy or always feel tired? It could be hormonal imbalance. Hormonal imbalances, especially as we age, can be the cause of depression, weight gain, mood swings, decreased libido, and many other chronic conditions. At Keys Med Spa, we have helped thousands of women and men regain their hormonal balance with BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Optimization Therapy. And the results are life-changing. Keys Med Spa BioT Hormone Therapy is safe, effective, painless, and affordable. And the big difference at Keys Med Spa, this is all overseen by renowned Dr. Peterson, who has had a medical practice in the Keys for over 27 years. Cool sculpting, Botox, skin treatments, BioT hormone therapy, and more. Dr. Peterson and his team are here to help you maintain your youthful glow and vitality. To see if BioT hormone therapy is right for you, call Keys Med Spa today at 305-587-9183.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. By storing our guns safely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Hey, Key West, Danny Hughes here from Two Friends Patio. Welcome to our anti-inflation early bird menu. From 2 to 4 p.m. every day, $15 will get you either Uncle Joe's linguine with shrimp or fried yellowtail fish with fries and coleslaw or a shrimp trio or an 8-ounce New York strip. So eat your friends and make your friends at Two Friends.
What did you just say?
So eat your friends and make your friends at Two Friends. 512 Front Street in Old Town Key West or at twofriends.com.
This is Allison Crean for the City of Key West inviting you to ride the bus. Sit back and relax in a clean, comfortable, air-conditioned bus and let us do the driving. Key West Transit offers public bus service to anywhere between Key West and Marathon.
Being a small business owner isn't for everyone, but there you are, employing people, keeping customers happy. We tip our sunglasses to you. It's not easy. We got that. So when it comes to advertising your business and adding customers, at Keys Talk 96.9 and 102.5, we'd like a chance to earn your business part of the Magnum Broadcasting family. Locally owned, locally involved, locally committed. The Magnum Broadcasting family of radio stations in the Keys. You know, we're small business owners just like you. And the last thing you need right now is another headache. That's why we've made it simple and easy to get on the air and add new customers. And if it's okay with you, we'd rather see you in person or talk on the phone. We can email and text later on if we make the cut. Call 305-296-9968. 305-296-9968. Thanks for your consideration. 305-296-9968.
From the Talon Wealth Studios, this is Keys Talk 96.9-1025. Talon Wealth is the official financial planner of the Florida Keys. More at guardingyournestegg.com. The voice of Monroe County, yours. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9-1025.
And Keystark 969-1025, the talk of the Keys. It is time for Medical Matters, brought to you by the Key West Surgical Group. Exceptional care close to home, 305-295-1041, 3136 Northside Drive in Key West. So how appropriate, Nikki the nurse, is this topic, talking about when does old age begin? I think it began for you when you were sitting in traffic this morning.
Absolutely. Coming down Simonton. I could have given you a play-by-play.
And you got older by the minute, I'm afraid. But you had skin rejuvenation, so you can't tell. So
no. So I picked this fun topic today for a couple of reasons. Okay. But I found this article, and it says, when does old age begin?
All right.
So how old is considered old?
Depends on the day.
It depends on the day. So the question is, I guess people are living longer, they retire later, and they maintain levels of physical activity and mental health. You know, their mental health is improved. So, you know, now people are like, I'm 70, but I don't think I'm old. I think 75, 70 is the new 60.
Yeah.
But truly, you know, look over the years, like taking care of people, I could see where it definitely – it's a thing. Like people would come in the office and they're, you know, like we had this guy come in and he was 82, fit. And I'm talking to him and I had no idea. And then I look at his age and I was like, you're 82.
Wow.
I mean, he was really fit. He had, you know, he takes care of himself. He exercises. His skin was good. No facial, just good genetics, but he lived really healthy. He lives really a healthy lifestyle. So it definitely, it's a state of mind more than a number.
I'm 81. Do you know that?
No. You look fabulous.
Why, thank you.
It must be living in the Keys.
Anyway, so yeah, so people in their mid-60s believe that old age starts at 75. The older you get, the older you think old age is. But that's very interesting. So it is kind of a psychosomatic kind of thing, too. Really.
Definitely. I think, you know, how you perceive your life and how you go through life makes a big difference. Your stress level, you know, again, health, diet, all of those good things. But you know how you you know, perceive age is, you know.
Yeah, and it is interesting too. I divert a little bit, but when I was growing up, I remember my parents were in like their mid to upper 30s, and I thought their friends were ancient, you know, when I was a teenager. But now it's like, wow, that was pretty young. It says here, though, women on average thought that old age started about 2.4 years later than men did. That's interesting. So there is a difference in how genders perceive it as well.
Well, I could say that. You know, my husband always walks around saying, I'm old, I'm old, I'm old, and I don't feel old. I don't act old. That is for sure.
My kids have told me that many times. I'm a 12-year-old. But yeah, that is interesting. So it's all really perception, but there certainly are ways that you can help yourself from getting older as well. But part of that is a state of mind.
It is definitely a state of mind. And I bring this up because we've talked about it before. You know, if you are really healthy, doesn't matter any how old you are, you know, if you have a quality of life and you're in your 70s or even in your 80s up to 90s, you know, we've talked about this before, like there is no magic number when you need to stop getting your routine screenings.
Very, very good point. And people do tend to put them off from time to time, but the routine screenings really can keep you younger and more healthy because they'll get things ahead of time.
Correct. And I think sometimes, you know, and we've talked about this where we have had patients who were in their 80s, but, you know, completely independent. You would, again, you would never know it. And they had, you know, were told by their doctor 10, 15 years prior, oh, you know, you don't need to get a colonoscopy anymore, or you don't need a mammogram anymore. And lo and behold, they ended up with cancer, where if they probably would have maintained their screening every couple of years, that could have been caught earlier.
Interesting, too, though, the self-fulfilling prophecy. I remember learning about that in college, and you become what you think. It does say here, according to your study, people's perceptions of aging could also affect their health. So you are, you become what you think you are. If you think you're older, you, potentially, Chile, you can will, really become older.
And you can age, yeah, age faster. And again, I've seen that, too, where people come in the office. You know, my husband, I'll use him as an example. I'm going to beat him up today.
Hi, Mike.
But he's probably not listening because he's with the kids, that's his true. Kids. But he'll say, I feel so old. And I would say to him, nope, I saw somebody that was like 10 years younger than you today, and they were a train wreck.
Well, it is interesting, though, but if you talk yourself into being old, you kind of will be. That's what
you
they're
will,
saying.
You will age, yes, definitely.
Yeah, and
age.
Also negative beliefs about getting older are linked to higher stress levels. I'll admit that I've been getting AARP stuff in the mail for a while, a couple of years, and I won't open them because I just don't want to acknowledge it.
No, and I get it, but then you got to look at the positive side. That means discounts. Like when you go to breakfast, you get get the early bird special.
My mother
special.
Talks about that all the time. Get the discounts. Actually, what was it, age 55 or something, I went to IHOP and I ordered off the senior menu
because
it was really cheap. And it came, it looked pretty pitiful. And the cup of coffee was like a Dixie cup. You know? It was like, come on. So I'm not.
I don't know why that is either. Why do they think because you get older you need to have less food?
They do think that. Well, it could be. You ought to see my mother eat. She's like about 90 years old, and she can eat like you would, or 90 pounds, I guess. But she's 84. She can eat like nobody's business. So anyway, but it does say here also, people who see themselves as younger than actual age have exhibited slower memory declines, better cognitive performance, and reduce symptoms of depression, while people who perceive themselves as older have a higher risk of mortality. So really, try to convince yourself that you're younger. That's kind of the bottom line.
That is the bottom line.
Wow.
That is the bottom line.
And you can look younger, too. PicoShore Pro Laser makes that happen. Skin rejuvenation.
Yes.
There are free consultation appointments still available. Call Key West Surgical Group, 305-294-1041. Pop on the website, keywestsurgicalgroup.com. Dr. Larari, Dr. Smith, Nikki the nurse, all take excellent care of you and your looks now, too.
That is. And, hey, this past weekend, Mike and I went to the Kenny Chesney concert.
Oh, yeah.
And we went up to the beer booth, and he asked for RID. And I said, ha-ha, you just have to ask for everybody. He goes, no, seriously. He goes, let me take a guess of what you guys' ages are. He goes to Mike, you were born in 1987, and you were born in 1991. I said, what is your name?
Right.
And he's like, Kevin. I said, Kevin, if I wasn't married, we'd date.
Wow. Well, you know, Kevin also works on tips, too.
I know, but that's what I said. You're trying to get a good tip. He goes, no, I'm being serious. I'm like, sure you are.
Well, he made you feel better.
He did. He made us feel really good.
And he wasn't far off. I would have said the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Nonetheless. Mm-hmm. Yes. Key West Surgical Group, exceptional care, close to home, medical matters. And that's a... that is a really good tip. We should all try to live and act younger.
That
and
absolutely
think younger.
And think younger.
It does. It affects everything, mental health and physical health now, too. So thank you for that important information. And I'm sorry that you had to experience stress and traffic and all of that to get here. But
there's just a lot of detours downtown. I'm not sure what's going on.
There are a lot of construction projects going on. So, yeah. Take that under advice, allow extra time, and you won't get older in traffic. So, there you go. All right. Well, thank you so much. Very good information to have. Key West Surgical Group, again, online, keywestsurgicalgroup.com, 305-294-1041. PicoShore Pro Laser. And if you made the mistake of an earlier age, now that you are a little bit older, of having a tattoo done that you don't like anymore, PicoShore Pro Laser can help reverse that, too.
It can. It can erase that mistake.
Yeah, exactly. Even the most intricate one. Talk to them. All right, it's 8:48 now. Keys Talk, 96.9, 102.5, The Talk of the Keys. Thank you for your cheerful presence here again this morning.
Thank you. I'm glad I made it.
All right, me too. It is, as mentioned, 8:48. Keys Talk, 96.9, 102.5, The Talk of the Keys.
More Good Morning Keys coming up in just a couple of seconds, and coming up this afternoon at 4:31. Mark the time this afternoon. 4:31 is the time. And then it's this afternoon with Wanda Kiefer. And our segment is called Wanda Wednesdays. to wonderful tropical destinations for beaches and for sandals. That's Wanda's specialty. And Wanda, if I can't wait till this afternoon. I've got to ask you, if I wanted to send my, some people may say secretary, some people may say administrative professional, some people just may say, this is my person who does everything and makes me look good. If I wanted to squirrel away a little money and say, hey, listen, I want to at least get you started on one of these great vacations, you can do that, right? The money would sit someplace tucked away, and maybe we add to it here and there a little bit every month, or maybe we get a little starter dollars ready for one of these trips. Can we do that with you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and we did something. We kicked off something back on Valentine's Day, and we did for Valentine's Day, you know, come in and get your sweetie a gift certificate. You know, it was really cool because those people are getting ready to travel soon. And it was so amazing to see them come back into the office and take advantage of that offer that we had at that time. So, yeah, absolutely. If anyone wants to, you know, I don't know what to get them. I don't want to get her flowers, right, or I don't want to get her, sure, you know, chocolates or candies or whatever. But you know what? This is something. She's been with me for a while. Maybe him or her has been with your company, right, for a while. You know, went through COVID, and they're still there, and they're still working hard every single day. This would absolutely be an awesome gift for them.
Okay. And you don't have to buy the whole trip. I think this is important here. We're going to talk about it this afternoon and a couple other things. Wanda Wednesday, Wanda Kiefer. Her company is All Seasons Vacations. Look at allseasonsvacations.net and be with us this afternoon at 4:31 on Keys Talk.
Meet Mike Lester.
Talent is not going to be the right choice for every single person out there, right? Because everybody is different. We do well when our clients do well. We're literally sitting on the same side of the table with them. We're in this together.
Yeah.
When you do well, I'll do well. Once we have that understanding, then we can come up with a plan that's designed to help you be successful in retirement.
Find out more at guardingyournestegg.com.
Advisory services through Talon Private Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Florida License D056341.
It's the Conch Republic Independence Day celebration now through April 28th, celebrating 42 years of fun dependence. Stop by the Welcome Center daily between 2 and 9 p.m. to pick up your official Conch Republic citizen passports, complimentary program guide, and more. Today from 6 to 10 p.m., enjoy the Hot Havana Night Dance Party with Kareev of Key West at the Backyard Bar at Kaya, 610 Rear Duval Street. Salsa the night away and enjoy rum cocktails and Cuban cuisine under the stars. For more information on other great daily events, visit conchrepublic.com.
Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. It is 8:51 now, and checking the roads quickly here, it looks still pretty clear, but I'm going to refresh to make sure, and that is the case. No major incidents to report this morning on the roadways other than the construction we've been hearing about. 77 degrees now, we're on our way to 83, and we say good morning to Rhonda Hegg, Chief Sustainability Officer for the County of Monroe. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, so thank you so much for being here. So we have some resiliency and sustainability projects to talk about that are currently underway with the county, starting with the canal project and Big Pine injection wells and the like, wells, that is. Please bring us up to date on that.
Yep, that's Eaton Pine. And they did go ahead and install the injection well. We still have some landscaping to finish up there, so it's not quite done. But we're really happy with that project. That's a done at a cost of about $300,000 for the well. And what that will do is increase the water flow in the canal as the water seeps down to the well. It brings in fresh water to the mouth and therefore increases levels of dissolved oxygen.
Hmm. Hey, Rhonda, I was just going to say, it sounds like your cell phone's breaking up just a little bit, just to make you aware of that. But okay. So the deep injection well has been installed, is that what you mentioned?
Yes. Okay. Is it better now?
Just a little bit. Still kind of a little bit spotty there. So maybe stand on one leg with an arm in the air, and that might do it. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Just kidding. No, that does seem to be getting better. So thank you for
okay.
that. So the injection wells, Big Pine, and you said that will, what will be the effect of that?
So that will, what it does, it increases the turnover of the water in the canal. So you get about like 4 times turnover a week. That's be once a week as it is now. It helps increase the levels of oxygen in the water. When that happens, you see more wildlife and sea life.
Yes.
In the canal.
Okay.
And the best thing, there's no assessment to be placed on people because it runs out of power. And so these are, we're hoping to be the future of our canal program.
Very good. Again, Rhonda Haig with us from Monroe County. Now, you also had mentioned, though, Rhonda, Harry Harris Park. I know there's been some public meetings scheduled for that to talk about the ways that that can be worked upon going forward.
Mm-hmm. So before I talk about the project, and the second is on April 30th at 5 o'clock at Murray Nelson Hall, and there's also going to be a virtual link where people can click in virtually. Go to the calendar, the link will be there. But what we're trying to do is that park more visible so that every time we perform, that it doesn't go out for several weeks. Mm. And one of the cool features we're proposing is adding a boardwalk with resilient pieces underneath, like special concrete to encourage growth and the living shoreline. And then the nice boardwalk above that so that people can enjoy the beauty of the shoreline instead of being, you know, kind of back from the shore.
Yeah.
And then we're,
mm-hmm. No, I was just going to mention once again, just to reiterate, because it dropped out just for a second there. Tuesday, April 30th, that's the next public meeting for Harry Harris Resilient Redesign Review. That's at Murray Nelson Building up in Key Largo. It starts at 5:30. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, good. And I'm sorry, you were going to continue with that thought?
Nope, we're just doing a lot of other features we're proposing, like making the lighting more resilient. Mm-hmm. Lighting, making the ballparks and ramps user friendly, make swimming area with more things like that. So just all a better experience. So users that live there, a nicer experience. Mm-hmm. Also help reduce storm surge by putting awkward shoreline things like that. So we're really excited.
Yeah, elevating structures upon the end of useful life, that kind of thing, and a lot of different aspects that could be coming to Harry Harris Park that will make it certainly more resilient going forward. Again, Rhonda Haig with us, Chief Sustainability Officer for Monroe County, Keys Talk, 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. Another project that has been discussed somewhat at length thus far, Still Right Point. That neighborhood project, I know the commissioners had a presentation given to them just at the last meeting.
Yes. So one where it just shows there are cheap or cheap answers to in the Keys for our house. So to make that neighborhood resilient, it's going to be at a cost of about $40 million to raise the road 2.5 feet and add in features and pumps. Very expensive. But it would ensure long-term viability in the neighborhood, at least for the next 5 or 30 years. But the residents don't want to wait to find the ground sand. It's very difficult there. And so they're looking for cheaper, faster solutions, like several inches of. The problem with this is, yes, it would be much cheaper. We would love to that solution. But the problem is, that elevated road without adding the pieces in, then when the rain comes, falls off the road, it floods people's trees and the county would set the laws. So we're trying to work on this to see if there, you know, are any solutions, but there just doesn't seem to be any good overall cheap solution.
Mm-hmm. Yes, again, Rhonda Haig, Chief Resilience Officer with the County of Monroe, Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. So I know there's been a lot of input into the Harry Harris Park project and helping people understand what the options are there. Do you anticipate any public meetings going forward with the Still Right Point neighborhood project?
Well, that's why we keep going in front of the commission to present, you know, what can be done. And we'd love to have more meetings with them to work out some type of solution. But you know, we do have a good chance of getting hopefully grant funding for this neighborhood. It takes, you know, a little bit of time to get $40 million assembled in grant funds, but just, you know, we'll keep working and try to come up with something.
Yeah, well, it sounds like the long-term solution is forthcoming, so people just need to be somewhat patient with the interim, and again, that project will be moving forward. So again, Rhonda Haig from Monroe County, Chief Resilience Officer on Keys Talk, 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. And I know Monroe County took part in a number of Earth Day celebrations, which does have ties to sustainability and resilience as well. So we certainly ask people to continue to honor the Earth and continue to make it resilient as well.
Yes.
Indeed. Well, some very good projects going forth, and I know there are always big projects on the horizon as well. Is there anything else you'd like to mention, Rhonda, at this time?
Well, we're moving forward with our big Coppet Road elevation project and our Winston Waterways and Key Largo project. I think there's solicitations going on the street to do the design of those. We have grant funding and for those projects, and so we're really excited to move forward with those, and also Conkey. So three big projects.
They are very big projects. Yeah. Well, a lot of progress being made. Certainly not sitting still at your office, that's for sure.
Nope.
Well, we certainly appreciate you bringing the public up to date here throughout the Keys as far as what's happening with sustainability in the county. And we wish you a very good day, Rhonda. Thanks for being here.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Yep. It is Rhonda Haig. She is the Chief Resilience Officer for Monroe County. Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. We will be joining Glenn Beck in just a few moments.
There's nothing like riding around Key West on a Vespa. Oh, yes, Vespa. The name has been synonymous with style, creativity, and fun since the 1950s. Vespa, it encompasses a youthful spirit with its innovative look. Vespa, a truly unique way of expressing oneself. No single vehicle compares to it. Feel the wind in your hair and the unparalleled feeling of excitement as you cruise through Key West, all while making a statement, leaving an impression. There's no denying Vespa was made with the Keys and you in mind. The compact style and simplicity of Vespa makes getting around tight spaces a breeze. It's one thing to tell you about Vespa. Now is the time to experience it and make one yours. Visit Key West Vespa, 1618 North Roosevelt Boulevard, or visit keysautocenter.com/Vespas. Let's Vespa.
Spring into a new ride with exciting new offers with financing as low as 0% for 36 months on select models. Plus additional incentives of $250 for military and first responder customers. Now for a limited time.
Key West's newest authentic Irish pub, dining, and rooftop lounge is Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street, featuring delicious Irish cuisine and tasty pub grub, more than 40 Irish whiskeys, specialty cocktails, and local drafts. Don't miss happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 with half-off appetizers, domestic beer, and select liquors, $2 Tito's and wine too, plus the best in live entertainment. Tuesday, catch Corey Hill from 4:30 to 7:30 and trivia from 6 to 9. Wednesdays, it's Matt Gardy from 4 to 7 p.m. Thursdays, Tom Curtis Jr. plays from 2 to 5. Al Romano Sinatra in the Keys is on the rooftop from 5 to 8, and Dean Dunleavy is downstairs from 5 to 8. Friday features Gabriel Donahue downstairs from 5 to 8. Lance is on the rooftop from 7 to 10, and Milo is live from 8 to 11. Saturday, Milo entertains from 5 to 8. Lance plays on the rooftop from 7 to 10, and it's Gabriel Donahue from 8 to 11. Sundays, it's Tom Curtis Jr. from 1 to 4, and Gabriel Donahue from 4 to 7. Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street, Key West. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Slodger.
This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9 1025. Keys Talk 96.9 1025 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth, and guardingyournestegg.com.
Biden using a Tampa campaign stop to attack the 6-week abortion ban set to take effect May 1st.
It's criminalizing reproductive health care from before women even know whether they're pregnant. I mean, this is bizarre.
He says state abortion laws have caused pain and cruelty, blaming former President Trump for the Dobbs decision, returning the issue to the states. Trump has said states should decide the abortion issue and has not backed calls for a national ban. And you may see a lot of jeans being worn around the office today.
Today is the 25th anniversary of Denim Day, a solidarity movement launched by women in the Italian parliament in 1999 after their Supreme Court ruled a rape victim's tight jeans meant she consented to the attack because she had to have helped remove her pants.
I think it has become a symbol of you're not alone, we're here for you, we hear you, we believe you.
Nancy J. Cotterman Center's Ana Ferrer says Broward's only certified sexual assault treatment program and accredited children's advocacy center sees more than 3,000 sexual violence and child abuse survivors every year, but more don't come forward because they fear not being believed or think somehow they deserved it. Eric Rodriguez, Miami.
Tijuana Flats is filing for bankruptcy, shutting down local hotspots. The fast casual Tex-Mex restaurant chain was founded in 1995 in Winter Park and now owned by Flatheads LLC. There are 65 company-owned throughout the state with 26 franchised restaurants in Florida, Alabama, North Carolina, and Tennessee. Longtime Boca resident Dion DiMucci, one of four musicians being honored tonight at the Bruce Springsteen Archives and Center for American Music in New Jersey. Dion, alongside John Mellencamp, Jackson Brown, and Mavis Staples, will receive the foundation's second annual American Music Honors. Dion is best known for his hits Run Around Sue, The Wanderer, and A Teenager in Love. With Florida's News, I'm Natalie Rodriguez.
I found a new way to lose weight without exercising. All you have to do is drive around Key West and you bounce all over like hell and the pounds just fall off. Who needs a gym? Jeff's Beds of Key West is on Flagler Avenue, one of the few roads you can drive on without getting added exercise. Come see us. We're local. We'd love to sell you a bed. And of course, there's always a cold one in the fridge.
Beam me up, Scotty. There's no intelligent life down here. None.
We beg to differ. You just need
Good Morning Keys.
I like his honesty and his frankness.